time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
With the planned North Korea summit less than a week away, Donald Trump is griping about his other presidential duties. He's supposed to head to Canada on Friday for the G7 meetings, a summit of world leaders. Trump reportedly said to advisors that he thinks attending may not be a good use of his time because he's diametrically opposed on many issues with his counterparts, and he doesn't want to be lectured by them. The Washington Post reporting that the president has griped about German Chancellor Angela Merkel, largely because they disagree on many issues and have had an uneasy rapport, as well as British Prime Minister Theresa May, whom he sees as too politically correct. Can you guess which one of Trump's cabinet members is in hot water again? If you said EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt, you'd be correct. This time, Pruitt is defending an attempt he made last year to secure a business opportunity for his wife with fast food chain Chick-fil-A when he ordered an aide to set up a call with the chain's chairman to discuss the possibility of becoming a franchisee. Next Start TV reporter Jessica Smith asked him about the potential ethical violation.
I think with great change comes, I think opposition. I mean, there's significant change that's happening across not only at the EPA, but across this administration, and it's needed. Look, my wife is an entrepreneur herself. Chick-fil-A is a franchise of faith, and it's one of the best in the country. And so that's something we were very excited about. So, and we need more of them in Tulsa, and we need more of them across the country. So anyway, it's an exciting time.
Although Pruitt is currently the subject of 13 investigations, he still seems to be a favorite of the president's. Trump on Wednesday was at FEMA for a 2018 hurricane briefing with the vice president and several cabinet members. As he tends to do, he went around the table praising his posse, including his wife Melania, who joined him there, marking her first public appearance in almost a month.
Secretary Nielsen, Administrator Long, I want to thank you for hosting this incredible group of people. I'd like to sort of maybe say and pay some respects to some of the people here today. I have a list. Of course, we have to start with our great First Lady, Melania. Thank you, Melania. She's doing great. Went through a little rough patch, but she's doing great, and we're very proud of her. She's done a fantastic job as First Lady. The people love you. People of our country love you. So thank you, honey. And Vice President Pence, Mike, great. Mike, another great job you are doing.
But Trump had great praise for Pruitt, as CNN's Jake Tapper explains.
An official tells CNN that two of EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt's aides have now resigned. This news comes on the day that we learned Pruitt allegedly used his capacity as a cabinet-level official of the U.S. government to get his wife a Chick-fil-A fast food franchise. This brings the grand total now to 13 investigations into Pruitt's various ethics issues. Still, today, the president had nothing but glowing things to say about him.
EPA is doing really, really well. And, somebody has to say that about you a little bit. You know that, Scott.
The president went around the table today at FEMA, praising members of his cabinet individually, including Scott Pruitt, with vociferous and kind adjectives. Of course, there was one cabinet official who only got the bare minimum.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you very much.
Of course, President Trump last week said he wished he'd hired someone else instead of Jeff Sessions for the job of Attorney General.
Although Rudy Giuliani is in Tel Aviv for a paid appearance, he keeps talking, stoking controversy, perhaps trying to take some of the media heat from his boss. This time, he thought it was somehow appropriate to comment and pass judgment on Stormy Daniels.
She believes in her husband. She knows it's untrue. I don't even think there's a slight suspicion that it's true when you... Excuse me, but when you look at Stormy Daniels, I know Donald Trump, and look at his three wives, right? Beautiful women, classy women, women of great substance. Stormy Daniels? So, I think she gets
we have
that.
To respect on this stage every woman.
Yes, I respect porn stars. Don't you respect porn stars? Or do you think that porn stars desecrate women? Do you think that porn stars don't respect women and therefore sell their bodies? So, yes, I respect all human beings. I even have to respect, criminals. But I'm sorry, I don't respect a porn star the way I respect a career woman or a woman of substance or a woman who has great respect for herself as a woman and as a person and isn't going to sell her body for sexual exploitation. So, Stormy, you want to bring a case? Let me cross-examine you. Because the business you were in entitles you to no degree of giving your credibility any weight. And secondly, explain to me how she could be damaged. I mean, she has no reputation. If you're going to sell your body for money, you just don't have a reputation. Maybe old-fashioned, I don't know.
And look who's talking. I got books. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener-funded, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.